Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, it's I guess you can call it the new normal. Inflation is up, but consumer confidence is up, too. What does this all mean as we head into a new year? Joining us right now to help sort through the economy and what it all means for us is the editor-in-chief at Investopedia in New York, Caleb Silver. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you, and you're absolutely right. We just got the latest PCE index, the personal consumption expenditures, that's how we spend money, up 4.7% year-over-year November, the biggest increase since 1989, yet consumers are hanging in there. Spending slowed a little bit as we got into the holiday season, but consumers have been hanging in there despite the worries about inflation and the supply chain.
Have we figured out why? I mean, why are we spending more now?
Well, I think a lot of folks have more savings. The personal savings rate hit an all-time high earlier this year. Some of that was those government disbursements that went out, some of those relief checks. Some of that was the fact that wages are rising too, not rising enough to combat inflation. But in some sectors, wages have increased aggressively, and folks weren't spending last year on the things that we can spend on this year. And Omicron did put a wrinkle in that, but it looks like that's easing as well. So consumers want to spend. They were held back last year, and they're starting to do it more across various parts of the economy.
What do investors need to know about 2022 as we get into a brand new year? What are some things that we should be thinking about?
Well, we know interest rates are going to be rising. The Federal Reserve told us last week there's going to be two, probably three interest rate increases in 2022 beginning in March. And when rates rise, borrowing costs go up, spending slows, home prices start to slow a little bit, as do sales. But the temperature of the stock market changes a lot, too, because we've been down near zero for the past year and a half. As rates rise, suddenly fixed income and bonds and government bonds become a lot more attractive to investors looking for safety. That may take some of the heat out of the stock market, though I do expect stocks to continue to perform pretty well going through the year.
Do you think that rise in interest rates is going to put the brakes on some other aspects of the economy?
Certainly the housing market and certainly the car market, the used car and new car market has been super hot for the past year and a half. Some of that is because of a lack of inventory, a lack of semiconductor chips for cars that we need to make the move these days and talk to us. And some of that is just demand. So car prices have been way high. So have trucks and housing prices. I expect both of those to cool as well. But we are going to see spending hopefully more in transportation and business travel because that's been gone for the last 18 months.
Of course, transportation has been difficult because of the issues with the supply chain, the chip shortage. It's been hard to find new and even used cars on the market these days.
Absolutely. Prices were up some 45% in the last month for used cars and trucks. So that just tells you the demand is there. Folks want the upgrade, but they just can't get the inventory.
Is it likely that the first quarter is going to see a flurry of spending in both housing and auto? As you indicate, we're likely to see an increase in the interest rates. People are probably going to want to make those purchases sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we're going to see folks want to lock those in. We already saw mortgage rates actually fall last week because of concerns about Omicron. They're coming back up, and you're going to see them come up a lot as interest rates start to rise. Usually those loans from the banks precede what the government does because they know it's coming. So you're going to see that happen. Folks may get that spending in early in the first quarter, and then it may cool for a while, but it really depends on the variants. If we're able to, you know, make it through the Omicron and make it through whatever's coming next, and consumers stay resilient and businesses stay open, you'll see spending stay strong, but it'll cool in the areas we talked about.
I know we get tired of that phrase, the new normal, but this really is it, I think. You know, yes, here's Omicron now, who knows what's next, and after that, we just have to weather the storm, and we seem to be doing that, at least in terms of the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the job market's coming back, too. We only had about 205,000 weekly unemployment claims last week. That's low. That's kind of normal-ish. And these are lows amid the pandemic. So the housing, the labor market's coming back into shape. Hopefully consumers remain resilient through this next quarter. And I think we should have a pretty good year if we can stay healthy.
All right. That's the key. Caleb, appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a happy new year.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.